the people, station 93.7 WBLK. You already know what it is. It's go time. Of course, your girl, Adri V, the go-getter. Yeah, inside the mix, the go-getter mix on 93.7 WBLK. Caught the jams for cash and went with the phrase that pays on an oh-soul dance party weekend. And if you are a DJ, you know what DJ, you want to get your opportunity to get in the mix with me, you can hit me up, 644-9393. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. But for right now, my man, DJ Focus, is going in for his last week. He has rocked out the entire month of September, and he's still got some time to go, and he's definitely going to kill it. But real quick, I got to drop you with this quick knowledge to let us roll into the show so you can think about being a go-getter. Quincy Jones said, find out what interests you, then go about perfecting your ability in those areas so you can become the most bankable one there is. So go ahead, bank off your dream, bank off your ability, and let's go get it. It's time to get into the mix.
The go-getter mix is on. Get ready. The People Station, 93.7 WBLK.
Now, I told you my man has definitely been going in the entire month of September, and he is not done yet. DJ Focus, that is. You've been showing him so much love on Twitter, showing him so much love on Facebook, letting him know how much you have been enjoying his mixes. And I need you to continue with that love even after tonight to let him know he did a wonderful, wonderful job. Give him a 18 clapping words of my cuzzle dozzle buzzle. And like I said before, if you are a DJ, you know a DJ, you want to get in the mix with me each and every month, all you do is got to hit me up. And next month, lined up is some wonderful ladies. I'm not going to tell you who they are just yet, but I can't wait until they get into the mix. So I'm going to let my man Focus get off Focus and go ahead and rock out. You already know what it is. This is the go-getter mix. Adri V, DJ Focus. Huh? I can't even do that. I crack my own stuff up. It's the People Station, 93.7 WBLK. You already know what you're doing. You're inside the mix, the go-getter mix, that is. Of course, with me, Adri V, the go-getter, and the DJ who's been rocking out the entire month of September. It's none other than DJ Focus. My man been really focused, getting in, working hard for me. Let me tell you something. It's not easy being a go-getting DJ, to be a go-getter DJ inside the mix. Let me tell you, you could ask DJ Amatic. You could ask DJ Spin. You could ask anybody who got on here and rocked out. It's not easy because you're putting in work each and every week. All right? So if you got what it takes, you too can be a go-getter DJ. Real quick, I got to send shouts out to my man, Stefan Gamble. What up, little bro? My girl, Cat Daddy, she's turning. Girl, how old are you turning tomorrow? What her birthday is tomorrow. We go back. GC, shout out to all my ballers. And I want you to stay tuned because I will be interviewing a very wonderful individual who's definitely made moves in the industry, or who wrote a book about how to maneuver in this wonderful industry called entertainment. And it's really specific, geared to my young ladies, about not taking your clothes off, about doing it the right way. So make sure you stay tuned because she will be here soon to chop it up and talk about it. Don't you go nowhere. We're inside the mix, the go-getter mix. Hey, hey, it's BLK. Oh man, you already know what time it is. It's the People Station, 93.7 W, B to the L to the K, and of course you're inside the mix, the go-getter mix with me, Adri V, and the DJ that you hear, mixing it up, giving it to you real nice and fresh. It's my man DJ Focus, and he has been rocking out the entire month of September, and he's not done yet, because we got many more mixes where that come from. And on the phone, I'm so excited, because I've been raving about this book, talking about this book, referring my friends to this book, and I finally have the author on the line. Timbisa, are you with me?
Yes, yes. What's up, world? What's going on? WBLK, what's good?
Yes, I love the energy, and of course, I love you. Now, Timbisa is the author of Put Your Dreams First, Handle Your Entertainment Business, which is a wonderful book that has been forwarded by Vanessa Williams, and she talks so much about this industry. And real quick, Timbisa, can you just give us a little bit more about you and your background?
Sure, I've been in the industry now almost 19 years, and I've spanned numbers of different sectors of the industry, from journalism as the rap editor for a magazine called Gavin, to music advertising, working on some seminal music campaigns for Sony Music, from the miseducation of Lauryn Hill as the campaign writer, all the way through up to Streets Disciple for Nas and Dangerously in Love for Beyonce. So on and so forth. Moving on from there, writing and producing for television. I'm also a voiceover actor. So I wanted to share a lot of what I had learned coming up in the business and incorporate my story with that of over 90 other different dynamic, powerful women who work in the business so that people could understand what women go through in this business, from the trials to the triumphs, and take away something that will benefit them in their own lives and careers.
Exactly. And it's so crazy because I wasn't even looking for any book or shopping for a book. And I just happened to be walking down the aisle and I stumbled upon this book. And from looking at it, all you see a mic and you say, put your dreams first. And before you even open the book, you do not get the sense of that this book is really geared towards motivating, pushing, and pulling out the potential in you. And it's really from a woman's standpoint. Like, why didn't you like more so pull to cover, you know, a woman's guide to the industry, or, you know, a woman's guide to knowing how to put your dreams first, unlike some, you know, how to do books?
Well, it was very strategic. I didn't want to alienate any potential male readers. I wanted to make sure everybody knew that just because it's by and about women doesn't mean it's only for women. Part of what's so important about sharing our stories is having men get those stories as well, so that they understand how we are perceiving them, how their behavior is affecting our work lives and our relationships, so that they can understand where they're practicing sexism and correct it. And so I didn't want that to be a barrier, you know, the woman's mm-hmm. guide to X, Y, and Z. And what I found is that most of my most passionate and loyal readers are men, because what they say to me is, you know, T, this gives up real talk. These women aren't afraid to say what really goes on. And I feel like I've got more information about the industry from this book than I have from a lot of the books that are written by men, because there's a certain level of territorial, you know, harboring of knowledge that happens sometimes. And with women, at least the women who, you know, were courageous enough to go on record in this book, they didn't have that. They wanted everybody to know. They put everything on the table, everything on the line for the benefit of the reader, so they understood that there's so much more to the industry than what you see out in the media.
Exactly, exactly. Now, it's so much more because I get a chance to read it in this book. Now, don't you go nowhere, because we're going to come back and we're going to really get into the nitty-gritty and the bits and pieces within the book that really stuck out to me, and I'm sure stuck out to some of the individuals that I know and spoke to who actually had a chance to check out the book. So Timbisa is not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. Make sure you stay right here. Of course, you're inside the mix, the Go Get a Mix with me. And of course, this wonderful lady named Timbisa M. Shaka. Don't you go nowhere. It's BLK. You heard the man, the Go Get a Mix. This on, of course, is the People Station, 93.7 WBLK. Count the jams for cash and win with the phrase that pays. I am Adria V, the Go Getter, on the Oh So Dance Party Weekend. And you're inside the mix, the Go Get a Mix with me and DJ Focus. And of course, Timbisa M. Shaka is still here with us.
Hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey. Now, I really want to get into this one, because this quote I found from a DJ in the book, it states, being a female isn't the hard part. What's hard is remaining open enough to show ignorant people that a woman can do the work. Now, in the industry, there is a number of times where, because we are women, we're looked at as if we can't necessarily roll with the boys. And I know, I believe it's Brenda in the book. She was an A&R rep. And she spoke about how there was a boys club. Now, do you feel that there is a boys club within this industry?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think that people prefer people who are most like them. Mm-hmm. I agree with Kathy Hughes, who says this in the book. She says that, you know, there are clear preferences that happen. And what we have to do is we have to learn to prefer ourselves. So whether that means you and your community based on your background or based on your interests or based on your gender or whatever the case, there's nothing wrong with lifting up your own kind. So I would definitely say that the boys club is real, mm-hmm. because as you can see from how, you know, music is organized, especially urban music, it's a crew full of dudes and one woman.
Yeah.
And she gets the happy title of first lady of whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, well, females need to start clicking up and looking out for one another as well. And I believe that that happens much more behind the scenes than it does out front.
Mm-hmm. And What I find very, very interesting also in the book, you really spoke about different ways in which how you should handle yourself while being a female and being around your counterparts, your other men. And can you really just touch that? Because that's really like a sticky subject for me when it comes to talking to some females in this industry, because you find out that they do things that is definitely not within the morals that you represent, but it can really damper you, because then you're looked at as the next individual who feels, oh, because she did this, maybe you can do it too.
Right. Well, let me say this. I think that it's important not to leave your womanhood or your femininity out of the equation completely. Mm-hmm. The key is for you to, you know, be fully self-expressed and be who you are as a female. Some women, you know, are more flamboyant. They are more aggressive, assertive, or they, you know, may be more voluptuous or whatever. If you want to play that up, fine, but you have to, you know, set boundaries and not, you know, fall into this whole thing of, you know, using knee pads, which is what I say.
Yeah.
No knee pads. If you are not a soccer player, your knee pads do not belong with you at work.
Okay? Absolutely.
So my whole thing is draw the line, because men use their attributes to their advantage in business, and women should do the same. Jackie Reinhart, who was a PR executive, you know, at many major labels, and was a marketing executive for Rick James, you know, she said, listen, I was not going to deny who I was as a woman. And yes, I did use those assets to my advantage, but, you know, I never crossed the line. And you have to let men know that, you know, you're not teasing, you're not playing with them. When it comes to that, no means no.
When it comes to that, no means no. I love that right there. This is the author talking, Miss Timbisa M. Shocker from Put Your Dreams First, Handle Your Entertainment Business. Stick around, because she's still here. You're not going nowhere from me, right?
That's right. I'm right here with you.
All right, we're going to let my man DJ Focus handle some business, and we're going to come back to say right here is BLK.
Now I'm the guy that know them strippers by their real names. Rochelle, Jordan, big business niggas told me how to fool grand, how to pile a push, become a mountain of truth, how to bottle the wine.
It's the People Station 93.7 WBLK. I'm gonna have to get a camera, because you can see how I'll be dancing and moving and shaking in the studio, because I'll be having fun. I don't know about you, but I'm having fun. Are you having fun, Timbisa?
Yes, I am, and I'm so happy to be with you tonight. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. It is an honor.
DJ Focus, everybody involved. I really appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you. So I want you to tell the people how they can get in contact with you. They want to follow you. They want to, you know, Facebook you, poke you. How can they do this?
Okay, so I am on Twitter at Put Your Dreams First, which is PUTYR Dreams, the number one ST. You can also get the book directly from me on the website putyourdreamsfirst.com, all spelled in proper English. I also have a blog. Actually, blog is getting a lot of traffic this week because of the untimely, unfortunate passing of Sylvia Robinson,
yeah,
founder of Sugar Hill Records. So I did a memorial post about her, because there's a lot of stuff that people don't realize about how dynamic a businesswoman she was. So that's at TimbisaMShaka.com. So if you, you know, Google Put Your Dreams First, you'll find all of those things. If you follow me on Twitter, I'm also on Facebook under my own name. I'm pretty soon I'm going to have to get a fan page.
Yeah, you need one.
Because I have too many people, which is awesome. So, you know, I really appreciate the support that I'm receiving, and it's happening because of, you know, the enthusiasm from people like you. It's like everyone is just sharing and letting people know, look, the proof is in the pudding. The book really does give solid information, and a lot of people feel like it's a conversation, and that was the way I designed it when I wrote it. I wanted it to feel like mentorship in a bottle, like mentorship you could carry with you throughout your whole career. So
exactly, and that's exactly what I'm getting from the book. So make sure you go out and get the book. Timbisa is not going nowhere, neither is the Go Get a Mix. And you know, I know what you need. I know what you need to do. I do. Put your dreams first, go get it, handle your entertainment business. Of course, it's Timbisa M. Shocker. Stay right here, because it's BLK.
Here's another selection.
included.
The Go Get a Mix is on. Get ready. The People Station. 93.7 WBLK.
Yes, the Go Get a Mix is still here. Adrian V, the Go Get it. Of course, my DJ, DJ Focus. And Dembisa is here with me. Put Your Dreams First author. We're chopping it up and giving you as much knowledge as we can.
Yes, yes. Handle your entertainment business.
Yes, and that's what we plan to do. And I was just telling her during the break that there's chapters in this book that I read over and over and over and over again until it really got into me. So therefore, I was able to execute and think as such. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I mean, it's amazing to hear readers share what they're getting from the book because, you know, when you're writing something, you're so close to it. And it really just is your hope and prayer that you're not the only one who's interested and that you didn't take on too much. So, you know, the response has been overwhelming and humbling, and I feel like I'm contributing to the well-being and, you know, the betterment of women in business particularly, but anyone who's interested in being successful in general. You don't have to be interested in the entertainment business to get benefit from this book, because first and foremost, it is a business book.
Mm-hmm.
And there's business information here for anyone who's entrepreneurial, for anyone who likes success, for anyone who's looking to change lanes from one area of work to another. You know, we're going to be shifting gears multiple times in our careers now. The days of 30 years in one job with a pension at the end of it and a gold watch, those days are over.
Way over. That is completely gone. And this is something else you mentioned really well, that, you know, this book is like a mentorship in a bottle, and which it is. And it really has taught me a lot. And one thing that I have struggled with all my life, since I say being in high school, is to really creating a balance. And you talk in a book that balancing work and family is a myth. Please enlighten me and tell me how this balance is not real.
Well, what I say is that work-life balance as a concept is misleading. Yes, I feel it is actually a myth, because you can't give 100% in two places. You have to focus at some point. So for people to feel like you can have equal distribution on both sides in a situation where you're choosing between things that are so important as your career over here and your family over here, or your career over here and your personal intimate relationships over here, at some point something's going to suffer, which is why you see so many women reaching middle age who are essentially married to their careers and don't have partners, don't have children, or are confronted with, you know, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
Have I missed my window? Mm-hmm. So I propose that we look at striving for work-life function, because we don't need to feel like we're always on some tightrope. We need to feel supported. We need to recharge our batteries so that we can be our best selves at work and in our personal lives. And we need to be able to give back to ourselves in the form of self-care and well-being. Without your health, you can't go to work.
Exactly.
So, you know, I wrote a letter to our First Lady, Michelle Obama, shortly after President Obama was elected, into saying that, you know, I strive for work-life function, and that government has a part to play in facilitating that for women who, even in this bleak economy, are being hit even harder. Because when things are good on the economic front, we're still making anywhere from 71 to 77 cents on the equivalent male dollar.
Yeah.
So equal pay for equal work is still very important, and we still have yet to achieve it. And we also need support. We're now seeing in the industry that they're shying away from calling it work-life balance and starting to call it work-life support. Maybe somebody in there read my book. So, you know, they're calling it work-life support now because they realize that what we also need, in addition to equal pay for equal work, is we need resources. We need to, you know, have the ability to care for our dependents and not lose a personal sick day. There should be additional sick time for that. We need, you know, child care, after school care that, you know, the government plays a part in providing, or that the government supports private organizations in creating and providing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have a long way to go, and I think that having women like Michelle Obama and Valerie Jarrett,
absolutely,
who is the chair of the White House Council for Women and Girls, having them in place right now is of huge benefit to women in the workplace.
Absolutely. Don't you go nowhere, people, because, of course, DJ Focus is still in the mix. And my wonderful lady, of course, putting your dream first, handling your entertainment business, Miss Timbisa M. Shaka, is still here with us and not going nowhere. So
get at me on Twitter. Let's go.
Follow her on Twitter. She got so many friends. Can you give me some? Share the wealth, sister.
You got plenty of friends. Effervescent as you are.
Don't you go nowhere. We're inside the mix. We're coming right back at you. Of course, we're going to talk about Sister Swans. You don't want to miss this.
All right.
If you don't know what it is, you better look it up in a book. It's the People Station 93.7 WBLK. Of course, you're inside the mix to go get a mix with me, Adri V, and my wonderful DJ, DJ Focus. And, of course, this wonderful lady who's talking about this phenomenal book called Put Your Dreams First, Know and Handle Your Entertainment Business. Well, I keep wanting to say no with Timbisa. I don't know.
You know why? Because knowledge is power.
That is why. That's why I keep saying no. So tell the people how we can follow you and get a hold of this book.
All right. PutYourDreamsFirst.com. That is how you buy the book. You can view the trailer there. Lots of assets on that site. You can also check out what I'm thinking about and what I'm writing about in the present time at TimbisaMShaka.com. I have a memorial post up now about Sylvia Robinson. I think she would qualify as hip-hop's first mogul with Sugar Hill Records.
Yes.
So let it be known that without her, without a woman on deck, hip-hop would not have gotten the start out of the gate that it did on the commercial level.
Now run tell that.
And I'm also on Twitter at Put Your Dreams First, PUTYR, Dreams, the number one ST. So click that follow button. I really call my followers co-leaders because if you're following me, then you're a leader in your own right, in your own way, somehow, with your community and your work and your life, and that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I like to hear. All right, don't you go nowhere, because we're still going to get into this Sister Swan, and if you want to know what it is, don't you move. You're inside the mix, the go-getter mix, with me, Adri V, the go-getter, Timbisa, M. Shaka, DJ Focus. Big shout-out to my man Skis in the building.
Let me see your hands up. All my fellas in the place. Let me see your hands up.
Work it out, work it out, work it out. It's the People Station 93.7 WBL to the K to the K. Yeah, inside the mix to go get a mix with me, Adri V. And of course, my DJ, DJ Focus on the ones and twos, giving it to you because he's focused, man. And the wonderful lady with the plan and giving us the plan and teaching us the plan is none other than Timbisa M. Shaka.
Hey, what it do?
And every time I'm able to talk to you, I'm just excited like a giddy little girl.
Well, you know what? I'm excited to be on with you, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share what I have created with the world, and particularly with your listeners. I mean, I have people streaming because I posted the link on Facebook and on Twitter at Put Your Dreams First, and it's just awesome. It's awesome to be here and to see a young woman who I literally wrote the book for.
You did.
In action on the air live is dope. So I'm inspired right now.
I'm happy you're inspired because you inspire me. And I'm just happy to be here. I'm working. I'm working. I'm reading the book and I'm working.
No, that's right.
Now, when I first cracked open the book, there is a wonderful introduction called Sister Swans. Can you please enlighten us on these wonderful Sister Swans?
Well, it was a metaphor that I came up with for the introduction of the book because what I realized is that there's a tremendous amount of pressure on women in business and in the workplace in general to keep the facade that we have it all together. And a lot of the time, we don't. And, you know, we are gliding atop the proverbial pond of the working world. And, you know, above the surface, it's elegant and it's flowing and it's moving, but beneath the surface, just like those swans' webbed feet, they're just fiercely paddling just to stay afloat and to keep that graceful facade going. And that, I believe, is what a lot of us are experiencing in our work lives. And sometimes we really do make it look easy and it's genuinely, you know, working for us, but a lot of the time it's just, you know, the mask that we wear to get through the day, to make it through our careers. And I wanted to acknowledge that and let women know that, you know, they feel as tired and sometimes as resigned as they feel because it's real. Mm-hmm. They're working very, very hard, and for 71 to 77 cents on the dollar and not being thanked for what they contribute. And I know that they are sister swans, and I wanted to just bring that metaphor out for people so they could really see, yes, I am working like crazy and trying to make it look easy at the same time, and this is taking a toll.
It is. It is. And you know what's crazy is because I have a mentor who is an example of a sister swan. She does everything, and her feet is always moving, and her wings is always seem to be flapping in something. And she always tells me about having that function, that balance. And it's just so refreshing, like I said before, to be able to read such a book and to be able to have somebody I don't even know touch me in such a way. It's really an awesome book.
Thank you so, so much. And thank you so much for the opportunity to be here and to have, you know, a great conversation about it. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Now, before you go, because my show, of course, is all about being a go-getter, going after your dreams, asking, seeking, knocking, and knocking down the door. And, of course, in the book, you have make sure you kick the door in. But I want you to really touch bases and give some encouraging words for those who are out there working a 9-to-5 and trying to do their passion on the side. And, you know, may seem sometimes, like I know I have been there before, where you feel like nothing is materializing, is not coming to pass, my dream is not coming true. What can I do that's different to get me over that hump? Or whether it's an artist, a producer, someone looking to start their business, an entrepreneur, what are some words of encouragement, words of advice that you can share with us today?
Well, one thing I would say is to continue to persevere. You know, don't give up. I don't want to, you know, kick a whole bunch of cliches, but basically there's no such thing as the overnight sensation. Those overnight sensations are discovered 10 to 15 years after lots and lots of hard work. So, you know, depending upon where you are in the trajectory, you know, if you're 6 or 7 years into your craft, you're very close, and it is right in front of you. You just have to continue to move forward. If you are, you know, finding yourself repeating patterns, you want to look at that because you are the only constant in your life environment. I highly recommend a form of continuing education called Landmark Education. Their website is landmarkeducation.com. They offer seminars about how human beings work, and they give you the opportunity to explore what's been stopping you in your life so that you can live a life that is powerful and fully self-expressed. I am a graduate of Landmark Education, and I highly recommend that for anybody who is looking to take their lives to a new level. I would also say that traditional education is something to pursue as well. I myself, I've been in the business almost 19 years, and I just went back to school 3 weeks ago. I work full-time, I have 2 children, I'm married, and I'm a voiceover actor. And yes, I did start film school 2 weeks ago, so I'm going on nights and weekends. And, you know, I realized that I have to handle my entertainment business, too. I have to practice what I preach and not just be satisfied because I've finally gotten this book out after writing it for, you know, a 7-year period. I have to continue to move forward and to, you know, continue to create work that leaves a legacy. So I put myself in school. So I recommend that people do that for additional skills to, you know, really extend what they already do, or to give them that bridge to be able to cross over into something else. And, you know, for the same amount of time that, you know, you might spend working social media or, you know, watching movies, you could be in school. You could be learning something.
Yes.
So I definitely recommend that. I also recommend apprenticeship and mentorship. A lot of people feel like they have to do it alone, or maybe they feel distrustful of other people. I totally can relate to that, which is why I wrote the book, because I wanted people to have mentorship in book form so that, you know, if they couldn't access a mentor who might be a public figure, or they couldn't, you know, find an apprentice in their field because of their location, that they would have access to the information through Put Your Dreams First, Handle Your Entertainment Business. But if you are in a position to align yourself with a mentor, with someone who does what you do or does what you aspire to do, definitely make those moves. you know, stalk them respectfully.
Oh, yeah.
Don't drive them crazy, okay? And know that they don't have a lot of time, so when they do give you time, make the most of it.
Exactly.
But definitely look to align yourself with a mentor. I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for some of my mentors, who include Terry Williams, the author, an artist developer, an image maker named Kelly Armstrong in San Francisco, Lisa Cortez, who's the executive producer of the film Precious. All of these women mentor me at different stages in my life and career, and it's okay to have more than one at a time.
Thank you. I'm happy you gave me that okay, because I have multiples, and they're great. They're all great.
Yeah, you don't want to wear one person down so they have nothing left to give. You know, you want to be able to utilize, you know, the spirit and the drive and the encouragement of different people at different times.
That is so true. So big shout out to all the mentors out there who are helping these wonderful youth, helping individuals like myself, and helping people like Zimbisa make it possible to happen and make this book called Put Your Dreams First, Handle Your Entertainment Business. Make sure you go out and go get it, because it will tell you what you thought you knew and what you need to know. So make sure you go get it. Zimbisa, thank you so much for being with me on today. I really, truly, truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Adri V, and you keep on getting it. You're doing your thing, sis.
Oh, I appreciate it. You just made me blush.
All good. It's all good. So everybody, continue to pursue your dreams. Know that it's possible. Put your dreams first on Twitter, putyourdreamsfirst.com, online, and thank you so much.